Hello, beautiful beings. I'm your host, Kara Cott, and I want to welcome you to The Universe Made Me Do It, which is a conscious adventure of guiding you to live from your soul and manifest the tangible, juicy experiences, people, and places that matter to you. I am so excited you're here. And I want to thank you for bringing your source consciousness to this conversation. And remember, what you hear here, you create. Take what inspires you and discard the rest. And may you receive what you truly came here for. Beautiful, beautiful, bright being. Aloha, aloha. This moment, this day, is a day of departure from Hawaii for me. It's been very amazingly introspective, internally reflective. And there's so much that I will share with you, much that I am sharing and going to. Everything a multitude. Part of me wants to say that Hawaii is this most amazing and magnificent and beautiful place on the earth, and it certainly is. It is certainly all of that and much, much more. And part of me wants to say that all these amazing, beautiful creatures that I've interacted with here, like the pigs and swimming with the dolphins and the mongoose and the birds. All of the fresh food and fruit growing everywhere, the plants, the passion flower, passion fruit, papayas, and cutting my first coconut. All of these amazing and beautiful beings here. John and Lainey, Anna and Mahali. Sarah. And Jerry and Mickey, Conrad and Steven, that all of that life is just so beautiful and magnificent. And I want to say that it taught me. And though it certainly did, and it certainly still is, there's something else to be seen here. What is to be seen is that nothing comes from outside of ourselves. Yes, all of these amazing beings and creatures and life and place has shown up and has come out to play in my experience here. And what I experience and who I'm being and what I've discovered, not what I've learned. I've not learned a damn thing. I've discovered. I've discovered me. In new depths, a new knowing, a new clarity, new sight, new appreciation, new love. And new isn't even the right word there either, because it's not new, it's discovered. It's allowed in, it's experienced. And yes, of course, the space of gratitude and appreciation for all that exists around us, all those amazing people. But none of that creates or is the discovery within self. Nothing is outside of self. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You see, it's not the land, it's not the people, it's not the plants, it's not the pigs. Self. I've discovered this new world of being, just as I am, just as I'm not. I've given myself the grace to give up the marketer inside of me that may not actually have been inside of me, but it's that which I thought I needed to do. I thought that I needed to market myself. To prove, to share, to show. You can come work with me. I can be your guide. I can poke you with needles. Whip up a magical herbal potion. Guide you and facilitate you in a nature experience and a nude immersion. To listen. And I thought I needed to sell myself. I needed to be on social media and tell you, tell everyone, this is who I am. And I am capable of doing this. And that's just not me. It's not who I am. It's not what I want to do. It's not my joy. And yet I've spent so much focus and energy in this space. Of this is what I need to do. This is what I think I see other people doing. They seem to know what they're doing, so let me do that. And being here, I have created the space to release that, to let that go. To let it go. It's not what I choose. I choose to focus elsewhere. I choose to focus on the things that I've been ignoring because I thought I needed to go play this marketer role, this sales role. The sales role of selling myself as a healer, as a guide, as a coach. As a storyteller, as a writer, as a podcaster, as a YouTuber, as a whatever. And all the while, playing that role and ignoring and in trusting in self to honor and follow what feels good. And I discovered my beingness of that space here with the contribution of everything around me, yes. And yet, that transformation, that shift, the space of being does not exist without me. I am the creator. I am the creator, and it only exists in my being. That only exists in my being, my beingness. It's not about thinking about what that looks like. It's about literally giving it up and being from the being, all action, all inspired and guided action thrives and emerges and exists. See, in the space of being, there's no thinking about what do I need to do? What should I be doing? None of that. It emerges and it exists. And what exists for me is writing and sharing and capturing sounds and visuals of nature. And sharing it because I want to. And so many other things exist there. From the space of being, choice, focus, clarity, all of that. And all of that existing now. And I feel guided to share that one of the easiest ways to allow, your beingness is to allow it. And you can just stop whatever else you were doing. And what will be there is the space. Is the space. And you're doing it. And this message of your it is what's profound. Do not forget about you in this equation. Remember to thank you, to appreciate you, just as you appreciate others and thank them and hug them and love them and admire them and compliment them. Compliment yourself. Appreciate you. When something happens, you did it. Whether or not you like it or not, you did it. Thank yourself for the gift. When you meet someone that just you're like, oh, there's that person. Thank yourself. Yeah, I did that. Oh, thank you. Thank me. Remember, it's you. Nothing outside of yourself. For the outer world is only a reflection of your inner world. And the physicalness can be distracting because it looks so separate, right?
looks like it's coming from somewhere else, but it's not. It can only exist because it exists within you. You're the one doing the work. Nobody else is doing your work for you. And as much as we all try to do work for each other, it's impossible. You are doing your work. So when someone comes along, something, a place, whatever it is, comes along, you did that. That is you doing whatever you need, saying whatever you need to say for you to hear. Through the words, the mouth, the tone of this other being, all coming from within you. To remember you. Remember you. It is all coming from within you. It's not Hawaii. It's not Australia. It's not Arizona, California, in Japan, or Florida, or Michigan, or Switzerland, or Spain, or Portugal, Croatia, Poland, Czech Republic, Sweden, Ireland, Canada. It's not any of those places. It's you. It's not your mom, your dad, your brother, your nephew, your friend, your lover, your past lovers, your colleagues, your clients, your patients. It's you. It's not your cat. It's certainly not your dog. It's not your bird or your turtle, your pig, your ferret, your deer, or wolf. It's you. It's not the noni, the passion flower, the chaga, the kava, the magic mushrooms, the marijuana, the papaya, the coconut, the blue algae, the spirulina, the honey. It's you. It's always been you. And it always will be you. So remember you in every single moment. Remember you. Congratulate yourself. Appreciate yourself. Hug yourself. Love yourself. My friend Mahali here, sweet, 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 divine, beautiful, gracious, loving Mahali, has been a conduit, a space of reminder, of showing, remembering. And she said something to me. To always honor the divine child. My divine child. It's to listen to her, to feel her, honor her, love her, to hug her and touch her when she's scared, to praise her and honor her. And I'm excited. When I listen and honor, so I share that message with you to honor your divine child. To give yourself whatever grace you need in any moment. To stop and listen if that's what calls forth. To hang a curtain over the door so you feel more safe at night. To give yourself the grace of whatever you need in any moment. To say no when something doesn't feel right. To share your truth, even though it feels and it occurs uncomfortable and scary. To be vulnerable, even if vulnerability doesn't and wasn't experienced already within someone else. Be the vulnerability. Be the grace. Give yourself, allow yourself the grace that you need for you to listen and honor and love and cherish your divine child within you. When I first heard this, I thought, well, my divine child's my inner being. I am my divine child. And a part of me wanted to just keep the word to, it's my inner being, it's the universe, you know. And I listened and I explored that, and I am exploring that. Expanding upon it. And it's totally different than me appreciating my inner being, the universe. It's even then, it's still outside of myself. My inner child, she's within me. And yes, the universe is, and so is my inner being. And it's amazing how looking someplace I hadn't looked in quite this particular way, with this particular moment of where I am, it's like, oh, look at this. I want to play with this. Oh, I like how this feels. Oh, certainly new discovery here. And so exists a new adventure in this game of life, which is filled with adventure and discovery and a discovery. And what adventure are you ready for? What adventure are you willing to embark on? In remembering you.
There's only you. We're just here to play a role for you. To reflect your inner workings.
and happy to do so. Because you share the same in exchange for every other single being you interact with. So aloha from the big island, big love of Hawaii, of all these little baby piglets running around the earth, from the birds you hear, and maybe the waves you hear in the far off distance, but actually not so far off. And from me to you. Remember you, beautiful, perfect, loving, divine child. And there you have it, beautiful beings. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know your true heart's desire is to live a magical, vibrant life. And I hope this podcast is supporting you in the fulfillment of this desire. I want to hear from you and how this or any of my other episodes is impacting your life. Rate, review, subscribe from wherever you're listening, or email me at theuniversemademedoit@gmail.com. And please share this episode with a friend whose life you know it will positively impact. Sharing can give them access to a deeper knowing and clarity and can allow them to shift their current life experience. Text them or share on social media a link from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, or share theuniversemademedoit.com/podcast.